Carpool Club is the first carpooling app in Australia which allows drivers and passengers to connect in real time. Research shows that just over 70% of private vehicles, driven by workers in Sydney, have only one person in them. So can technology fix this inefficiency and make commutes faster? Roderick Chambers asks Peter Russ, Carpool Club developer, how the app works.
Carpool Club is all about connecting drivers and passengers who are driving in the same direction in real time. And the main objective is to try and increase the number of people in cars during peak hour so that we can take some cars off the road and address problem traffic congestion issues.
And how does it work for you when you've put the app on your phone?
So there's two apps. There's a driver app and a passenger app. So drivers will, when they're ready to leave, either in the morning going to work or in the afternoon at work or uni or wherever, they'll just put the destination that they're going to. The app already knows where they are through GPS, and they just nominate that they're available for passengers to take passengers. Then as more and more passengers nominate their trips, the app tries to connect drivers and passengers who have got similar trips, and it'll offer to drivers passenger trips that don't add more than 10 minutes to their original trip.
And is this a bit like what Uber has done in Europe? We've got someone on the team here who has used them in Paris for a carpooling type of exercise.
Yeah, my understanding is that the Uber carpool only applies for Uber drivers. So you have to be an Uber driver first, and then you can pick up multiple passengers in a carpooling type of situation. The difference with Carpool Club is that anyone can be a Carpool Club driver, and so it's open to anyone, not just Uber drivers.
So you sort of have no problem with any of the current regulations?
Yeah, well, I've met with Transport for New South Wales. They're just about to introduce their point-to-point legislation, which covers Uber drivers and other types of rideshare. That specifically excludes what they call genuine carpool, and our system falls under that criteria of being genuine carpool. And,
right.
And in terms of other regulations, I mean, the terms and conditions that drivers agree to when they sign up so that they will obey all of the relevant road rules, and that includes, for example, if you're a peak plate driver, not using your phone because the app does have the facility of having the navigation service. And so we say if you're a peak plate driver, you shouldn't use that.
And what facility is there to, give you confidence in the person that's driving you? And
you have to be over 18 to participate in Carpool Club. If you are a minor and you're accompanied by a parent or legal guardian, in that case, you can participate. In terms of security, we check the registration of the car and make sure that it is a legally registered car, and we check that the details that people enter for their car are the same as what is on the Services for New South Wales database or Roads and Maritime Service database. And we ask the drivers to submit a photo of themselves and to nominate their driver's licence number as well. So the passenger can have a number of checks to give them confidence that the person that's picking them up is genuine. There's the number plate of the car that they'll see, there's the type of car and colour, and there's a picture of the driver. And if any of those don't match what the app's telling them, then we suggest that they shouldn't take the ride, and there's no penalty for people not taking a ride.
Right.
If they don't feel safe.
Do you have plans then for the other capital cities or other cities in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're trialling it in Sydney first. And if it's successful in Sydney, then we'll look to launch it in other Australian cities, absolutely.
Peter Roos ending that report by Roderick Chambers.